Yes. I have a request for advice on Tabligh. Is that right?
Beg your pardon?
A request for advice on Tabligh.
Yes.
Okay, I have a friend who was considering becoming Muslim. He's a Jew for like he goes to Palestine back and forth or Israel. And his parents wouldn't allow him to become Muslim. And now what I do is I encourage him to become a Jew as good as he can be. Because you said last year at Jubilee that my advice to Christians is to be the best Christian you can be.
No, please don't misunderstand me and don't misunderstand the Holy Quran. What the Holy Quran says, and that is what I was referring to, is that if anybody has not received the message of the Quran, Holy Quran, message of Islam, and does not understand it genuinely, and he truly believes in Judaism or Christianity, if they are true, they must follow their faith and carry it to practice and believe in God, do righteous deeds, like all religions tell you to do righteous deeds, then they have nothing to fear. But if you see the light, if you know the truth lies there, then you should practice that religion where you find the truth is. You can't tell those who are convinced of Islam, all right, return to Judaism and start practicing Judaism. This is absolutely false.
So what I say to him, I'm always doing tabligh to him every single time.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm saying, like, I'm trying to tell him to be, as since he can't become a Muslim right now because you can't really cross your parents. I'm like, he doesn't have enough courage or whatever. I can understand that.
No, that is the wrong message you are giving. You're telling him he's wrong, and yet you tell him that knowing it, you are wrong, still continue practicing this wrong. Your position is tantamount to this, what I'm going to tell you. When you do tabligh to him, do not agree with him, otherwise you won't do tabligh to him. You do not agree with him in many things, do you?
Right.
Right. So, you do not agree with him and you deliver the message, you call him to the path of Islam and he begins to understand Islam, as you say.
Yeah.
He's inclined towards Islam. He knows the truth is in Islam. Is that right?
He did, but I, like between...
No. No question of did. He does. Because you said it is the pressure from the parents which would prevent him. But that cannot change his heart, cannot change his mind. Only it can change his visible attitude. So don't say he did believe. Because the parents pressurized, how can he leave believing in some truth of which he is convinced? So he's convinced of Islam. Is that right?
Yes.
And yet to tell him to practice Judaism?
No, see, because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make as good a person he can be. Because every single time I'm with him, I
encourage
understand,
him. But you will make a better person of him if you ask him to practice Islam. But the answer to this situation is, the Holy Quran is very clear on this. If anybody is not brave enough to face the challenges, then he can accept faith secretly, quietly, not making a show of it. Of course, this is the third-rate belief. It is not supposed to be the very best, but in some human situations, you have to accept this as well. So the Holy Quran is very clear, because the Holy Quran tells you that you should, first of all, when you see truth, you should believe in truth. But if under persecution, if under pressure, you declare your faith to be something else, yet your heart is satisfied with Islam, then there is no harm. So I'm referring to that verse.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.